isolated. Coming back on the infire side is Siege of Quebec. Siege of Quebec is going to outplug Calculated, and Siege of Quebec won it by a half length to Calculated.
That was Siege of Quebec winning its last start. And now for our next guest is a key ride on Saturday. Good morning to you, Tim Clark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Good late pickup ride, mate.
Yeah, look, I think they were sort of a little bit undecided as to the plans they were going to put in place for him. But, glad to pick up a ride on him for sure. He looks a pretty talented colt, although he's got to come back in trips that day. But, he's up and running and going well.
He seems to be really tough in that race with Calculated. He got maybe headed halfway down the straight, but he showed great fight. It is interesting coming back. They've obviously got the Rose and those sort of races in mind. 1,100 on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. He's pretty laid back from what I can gather. He sort of really switches on when something challenges him. So it's a good trait to have. And, yeah, well, obviously some good races coming up for the three-year-olds this time of year. So they've got he was up and running a bit earlier than normal. So they had to obviously sit down and sort of try and map out a bit of a plan to get into these better races. And this is obviously where they're going to start off again. And, he looks a talented colt, and obviously backing trips not ideal, but we'll have to make it a bit of a test for him on Saturday. There's a few first uppers there, so...
Yeah,
we can make it a bit of a test in running.
Well, that's the one thing with him that, okay, he's coming back in trip, but he has got fitness up against probably five or six of your rivals that haven't had a run this prep.
Yeah, that's right. And we saw Gay and Adrian, they dropped Beetson back in trip. Only a couple of weeks ago, they dropped him back 400 metres in trip, and he was still able to win impressively. So hopefully they've got that same formula with this bloke, and it can work.
Just while we're on, Gay and Adrian, you ride this horse Gold Standard today in a pretty competitive race, but we take the form out of Addictive Nature. It held up pretty good there on the weekend.
Yeah, he's a really nice colt, Gold Standard. I trialled him a couple of times before he did go to the races, and he'd tried really well, and obviously I couldn't ride him first time out. But I thought his performance was really good behind Addictive Nature. He'll appreciate stepping out to 12.50. He's gone on from that debut run as well, they say. So he'll be very hard to beat out there today.
Yeah, no, he's a really nice horse. Smart Edge is clearly the one to beat. It's got good wraps on it as well, so it's no walk in the park. But, you know, your horse is up and about. One for Les Bridge here, Tip Top. It's third up today, or race through the winter. How do you see it sort of third run in town in this preparation?
Yeah, look, probably learnt something with him the other day. He got back a bit further than he had been, and he settled a lot better. And obviously they went quick though, but probably just learnt that he might be a bit better just ridden just a little bit quieter than what we were riding him early in his preparation, and he didn't have a lot of luck the other day, so definitely should have finished a lot closer. And back out at the 12.50 today will suit. As I said, just going to ride him just that little bit quieter. And he'll be really strong late. He's going really well. He just hasn't raced with a lot of luck the last few runs. So hopefully he can get a few things to go his way today. But as I said, he'll be strong late and finishing off.
They're the ones you've been riding of your mounts today. Do you know much about this colt in the first, Augustus?
No, I don't know a lot about him. Obviously, he's up sharply in trip. He's had a trial since his first up run. He's only had the two runs over a short trip. So getting out to a middle distance sort of range might suit him, and only a small field too. So that'll help him as well.
Mate, is Gold Standard the best of your hopes today?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely looks that way. Looking forward to getting on him under race conditions.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, we'll let you travel. We're still awaiting those fields. I thought the barrier draw might be there, but it's not there yet for Saturday. We'll air it as soon as we can. Thanks for your time, Tim. Good luck today, mate.
Beauty. Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.
Tim Clark discussing the horses that he's been riding and looking forward to Canterbury this afternoon.